All right, we're here at Drysdale here at the World. So what's up, man?
What's going on, Johnny?
No, nothing much. Just enjoying the fights and having fun. So
it's been a good weekend.
For sure, man. So how did you do? How did your student go today?
Today is the black belt quarterfinals and finals. We had one of our students lose in the semifinal. Felipe Andrew lost to Felipe Pena. And we had another one of our students going. She's in the final. Marisha is coming up, and that'll be it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so it's not, you didn't have good luck this weekend also. You didn't have much luck this weekend with the guys.
I think it was really good, yeah. Man. Like, if you make it to the top eight in the world championships, the black belt level,
definitely.
That's outstanding,
yeah.
You know?
I mean, definitely.
Consider the amount of people that can't even make it to the world championships,
yeah.
Right? Whether alone at the black belt level and follow that with being, you know, the top eight in your division.
Yeah.
It's a big achievement.
Definitely, man. So, we had a podcast earlier, but bad connections and all that shit. So, finally having you here again is awesome. You know, I've been a fan of you for years.
Thank you.
I remember when you took out Marcelo Garcia in the ADCC back in 2007. Yeah. With the Doris choke.
That was a long time ago, yeah.
Yeah, it was a good one. You know, I still remember that. And who did you beat before that, before you beat Garcia? Was other guys?
What did I beat before that,
yeah.
Event?
Yeah.
Big Mac, David Avalon, Andre Galvan.
Ah, some tough ones. What happened to Big Mac? I haven't seen him for years.
He's a lawyer in Brazil, and I think he trains just for fun. I follow him on Instagram, but I don't know what's going on with him. I haven't seen him compete in years, but he's one of the toughest guys out there, man. He's beating some legit guys.
Yeah, I haven't heard of him for a long time, you know. I don't know what he's been up to. So, yeah. So, what do you think of this event so far, you know?
So far, it's been great. This is one of the best world championships I've ever seen. It's highly competitive. You see a lot of, like, you see the new generation coming, you know, out and outdoing the older generation. That
yeah.
seems to be a pattern. And I think that's the way it should be. That's the way it is, and that's the way it should be. So,
yeah.
It's a good thing. It means it's a compliment to jiu-jitsu.
Definitely. You saw that Shanji, and some of the old guys are still here. You know, Shanji is still fighting, and...
Well, you can see, like, you know, it's difficult because at that age, you have the injuries, you have, you don't have the same physical disposition you had before. Your mind is not always there. It means less to you, you know. Like, when you're 22, it means the world because there's nothing else going on in your life. When you're 35, you know, 36, 37, it's, you normally got kids, you got bills, you got a million responsibilities, and... You know, especially if you've already won all those gold medals, there's less motivation to do it again. So I admire guys like Shanji who are still doing it. Like
yeah.
But me personally, I wouldn't do it.
Like, you would?
Not here. I mean, if it were an absurd amount of money, maybe. But coming in here, it's unlikely that I would win because I've been away from competition for so long. It would take you a good year of continually competing, you know, and staying in good shape, which is hard to do because I'm so beat up.
Yeah.
But even if I did win that gold medal, it wouldn't mean that much to be frank. You know, I've done it already.
What if we say, like, if you fought Bushesha, like a super fight or something like that, would that be of interest of you? Or
it's the only thing I would consider doing, and even so, it would have to be the right amount of money, because if I'm going to take 3 months out of my life to only train, that means that I have to make as much as I would normally make doing everything else I do in those 3 months.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So, what's next for you, man? Are you gonna continue with your business, or what are you gonna do?
I'm doing a lot right now. I run a gym. I have two kids.
Oh, really?
I run a team, you know, and that's a full-time job. I've gone back to school. I'm getting my master's degree in history.
Holy shit, not bad.
I'm working on a documentary production about the history of jiu-jitsu.
Yeah, I saw that. I heard of that. Damn, yeah. I can't wait to that's getting out.
That's a full-time job in itself. I also work for ACB as a commentator.
Yeah.
We travel once a month, you know, abroad all over the world, you know, so that's another job. So I'm spread thin. You know, there's not much more than I'm actually part owner of a company that I just bought into. And that right there is a full-time job. So there's a lot going on in my life. And for me to stop all that, put all that on hold to compete, it would have to be for the right amount of money.
Yeah, of course. But and you also had an MMA career before, right? And
correct.
Why did you stop? You were good at it. You know, you did well.
It stopped being important to me. I always told myself I would never fight for the money or for the popularity or for just advancing my career. I always fought for the love of it.
Mm.
And the second it didn't mean the world to me anymore, I would stop. And I think I stopped at the right time because even my last fight, I feel that my heart was there, but in the sense where I knew I wasn't going to quit, but my interest in fighting at that point had diminished. It stopped being important.
I understand.
My priorities changed, and I think when that happens in your life, and I think it's a natural progression for any human being. And my 20-year-old self will consider it to be, you know, regression.
Yeah.
I consider it to be evolution. I think I grew up.
Yeah.
And now that I'm there, I'm happy, and you know, everyone's different, but like I have different challenges I face now, and frankly, the challenges I face now in life are far more enticing and engaging than the ones I face as a competitor.
Yeah, I understand, man. But it's too bad you don't compete anymore. You know, it's always fun watching when you had your battles with Hodger too. I remember those. Always had a couple of battles with Hodger and Garcia, and you fought in Saga too, right? I think you fought in Saga.
Yes, I fought him. Yeah, oh my god, that was a long time ago. Yes, 2005, 2006.
Oh, nice. It's a lot around here now, right?
A lot of work, man. But I'm happy where I'm at in life now. Life is good. I'm exactly where I wanted to be.
That's good, man.
So I have no complaints.
Yeah, definitely want to come and come to Vegas one day and check out your gym. That would be awesome.
Anytime.
Yeah, sure, man. All right, we have 6 minutes in, so that's okay for me, you know. So awesome. I just say thank you.
Thank you so much, thank Johnny. You. Anytime, man. I had a lot of fun.
You too.
You
all right. Yeah. When you come to Norway next time, let's meet up and try absolutely to do some training. That'll
be
fun.
I've been to Oslo before.
It's all right. Honor meeting you, brother. Oh,
thank you.
I can't wait for that documentary, man.
It's coming out.
I can't wait. I'm so excited.
All right. Thanks, man.
Thank you,
really appreciate
buddy.
It.
Right.
Thank you.